The federal government has backed Australia's tough health rules for international visitors as a decision on Novak Djokovic's visa hangs in the balance. Border officials detained the unvaccinated tennis star last week, but he's now been drawn in a first-round match for next week's Australian Open. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says that Immigration Minister Alex Hawke could use discretionary powers to cancel Djokovic's visa after considering the evidence provided by the athlete's lawyers on the matter. And Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce says public opinion is firmly against Djokovic remaining in the country.
The minister still has the discretion to ask him to leave, and I'll leave it up to the minister as to whether he does that or not. I think you have to be frank. The vast majority of Australians didn't like the idea that another individual, whether they're a tennis player or the King of Spain or the Queen of England, can come up here and have a different set of rules to what everybody else has to deal with, whether they agree with the rules or not. That was the issue with Mr. Djokovic, and let's see where it goes from here.
I'm Tina Quinn, and you're listening to SBS News.